Hey, everybody, it's Mike from The Mike Wagner Show, powered by Sonic Web Studios and brought to you by our official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author, Mia Molson's They're Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We hear a terrific gentleman who's a renowned classical orchestral composer venturing into the realm of science fiction, inspired by Star Wars and Star Trek. He has a debut novel which immerses the readers into a multi-dimensional crafted universe of its own kind and the beginning of a soon-to-be trilogy. And basically, it's an epic sci-fi saga. It takes place in its own universe and its harmony and chaos and takes you on a discovery of ancient prophecy from a bygone era and possibly change history itself. So what is it? We're going to find out in just 1 minute. Live, ladies and gentlemen, in Plus Studios in beautiful Scranton, Pennsylvania, somewhere outside of that region, the renowned classical orchestral composer, now novelist, debuting his new novel, Arconis, which is soon to be a trilogy. And what's it about? We'll find out, ladies and gentlemen, with the multi-talented Jordan Rudy. Jordan, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on board. I appreciate that.
Well, it's great to have you on board as well, Jordan. So you're a renowned classical orchestral composer venturing into a realm of science fiction inspired by Star Wars and Star Trek. You have a debut novel which immerses the readers into a new meticulously crafted universe of its own kind and beginning a soon-to-be trilogy. It's basically a book called Arconis. It's an epic sci-fi saga which takes place in its own universe, and there's harmony and chaos, and takes you on a discovery where it's basically an ancient prophecy from a bygone era and possibly change history itself. And how's that possible? We'll find out. Before getting on that, Jordan, tell us how you first got started.
I first got started by composing music when I was very young. I've been composing most of my life, classical music, inspired from John Williams, Hans Zimmer, my favorite composers. And then ultimately, I got the idea while composing one day to write a novel to go along with it, because I love science fiction. I thought, what could be something epic and meaningful that I could write this music to and marry them together? And that's where this all came together.
Mm-hmm. And what was that one precise moment that simply influenced you into what you're doing for the rest of your career?
Yeah. So, for me, it was, I work in sales as my daytime job, trying to support myself and my family, but ultimately, wanting to be an author and get this out into the world and have, show them, the music and then the story that comes around, around this novel, in terms of how epic it can be and how emotional it can be in terms of the harmony and chaos that comes along with the story.
That's interesting. You said it's basically harmony in chaos. And tell us more about that. What is harmony in chaos?
Yeah. So in the story, between the protagonist and the antagonist, they both believe in a balance that has to be achieved in the universe itself. So kind of a, harmony, I would, that is the way I call it, but the antagonist calls it chaos. So both of those are trying to achieve balance. And the question is whether it's going to achieve harmony or is it going to achieve chaos? Because they both believe in what they're doing. It's just for different reasons.
Mm-hmm. And how so are they different? How does this battle first start with harmony over chaos? It's like, how does the whole thing start?
Right. So, the whole thing starts out, basically there's a, a hunter, his name's Darius, and he's a part of a sacred lineage of hunters that take their profession. It's a very sacred act. They go out into the universe or the galaxy and they hunt targets based off of, jobs that they pick up. And it's, it's very important to them to accomplish the mission so they could ultimately become the best warrior in the galaxy. And Darius kind of he's part of a select few that were previewed to these information across family generations about an ancient prophecy that they have to watch out for, which is the end of days. This galaxy is dying. And he ultimately starts stumbling upon this information that leads him to believe that this is the prophecy that's coming true. And the antagonist of the story, his name is Zin. He's ultimately trying to save the universe from something that happened long ago. So he's trying to change the galaxy. He doesn't believe it's dying. He believes that it's already dead, and that he's just trying to fix the wrongs that were happened long ago. So they kind of clash in terms of protagonist and antagonist to try to ultimately see who wins in the end.
And what is this prophecy this guy is trying to achieve?
So the prophecy is called the Starfall prophecy, and ultimately, for him, he has to become a traitor to his own sacred religion because he can't hunt anymore. He has to stop what he's doing and try to stop the prophecy. But in turn, think of like a samurai. They're very, very religious in their studies and their martial arts and everything. So it's the same way with him. If he leaves this, he's a traitor because he's not allowed to leave his profession, but he knows he has to stop the prophecy.
And you also mentioned too that these warriors go out there, have these jobs to accomplish. What are these jobs and what are the purpose of their jobs?
Yeah, so it could be for notoriety, but most of the time it's for income. So if they're getting prize money, in terms of how much they're getting in return. So if it's a large priced item, they can it could be a capture mission, it could be an elimination, it could be data collection. So really, so I built it out in the book so that they're not just going out there constantly hunting to get rid of a target. These can get very complex, so it keeps the reader engaged. So really, they have a wide range of tasks that they could do, but mostly it's for money.
And is this like a bounty hunter type of mission, or is it like, for sport, like say go out hunting, like you shoot elk, you shoot bear and try get like the best possible?
I'd say it probably leans more to bounty hunting. There are occasions where, like, you might have a creature that might have a great grand reward in terms of like notoriety, but mostly it's for bounty hunting.
Okay. All right. And then we'll talk more about the book, Arconis with Jordan Broody here on the Mike Wagner Show. But first, you are listening to the Mike Wagner Show at the MikeWagnerShow.com, powered by Sonic Web Studios. Visit online at SonicWebStudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget, Sonic Web Studios is the answer. Sonic Web Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention the Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you love Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson Zia has garnered great reviews. And Eve Levin enjoys by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes Riley, and Manalis. So grab your copy today for Goes Missing by Mia Molson Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out the Mike Wagner Show at the MikeWagnerShow.com or 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, also Apple Music, Odyssey, Amazon, Audible, BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Also follow us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and more. Make sure you take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also, T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/MiaMolsonZia. Check it out today and support the Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and the MikeWagnerShow.com. We're here with renowned classical orchestra composer and novelist Jordan Broody here on the Mike Wagner Show with Arconis. And before we get back to the book as well, too, you've been a classical orchestra composer for quite some time. And tell us about your journey being a composer.
Yes, so I've been a composer most of my life, kind of tinkering on programs on old Apple computers when I was very young, and then as technology grew, I was able to really experiment with a lot of different orchestras. You could basically compose an entire orchestra now just based off a little keyboard and the software that you have on your computer. So it's amazing what you can do, but 20 years ago, I, was just kind of tinkering around and playing on the keyboard and recording everything that I can, and then trying to get better as time went on with technology. So it's been quite the ride.
You've been a classical composer for quite some time. Who are some of your favorite composers growing up? Well, besides the
Favorite
John
comp
Williams and the modern ones, how about some of the others?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so we have John Williams. Yeah, we have Hans Zimmer, some of my favorites. In terms of you know, just how epic the sounds are, memorable sounds. You know, you have Jurassic Park, you have Interstellar, you have, you know, these really big films that left big marks in terms of the music, because, you know, a lot of the time music is what makes some of these pictures come to life. And that's what I wanted to do with the novel itself, was try to help it come to life with that. And those composers really helped me.
Mm-hmm. And he also been a science fiction fan for quite some time, like Star Wars, Star Trek. And, you know, how'd you first get inspired by all that? If there's other science fiction you can talk about as well.
Yeah, of course. Just, you know, like keeping it very simple. Like, my favorite character growing up was Boba Fett, which is, you know, a very iconic character from Star Wars. And, you know, I was a bounty hunter, and, you know, I think that he is more of simplistic innate, like they, you know, in terms of, he was just a bounty hunter on the surface, but I wanted to explore that world of, you know, making a complex character based off of that original love that I had for Boba Fett, but just kind of expand upon that and make a deep character based around that type of genre.
Mm-hmm. Now, was it that character in particular that you had love for bounty hunters, or was it before that? And how do you first, come up with the idea of bounty hunters?
Yeah, I would say that he probably came up from that primarily. Yeah. And then it kind of started morphing into its own character. You know, I got the idea from Boba Fett, like the profession. But then once I started diving into it, I said, well, this is, you know, I've created so much for this character that he's very unique in his own way right now. So this is, you know, that's kind of how the birth of the character came to life.
Mm-hmm. And he also been writing for a little bit as well, too. How about some of your favorite writers growing up?
Yeah, of course. So I love Dune. I think that Dune is a great science fiction novel. I love Game of Thrones, which is another, I mean, that's fantasy based, but I think that fantasy and science fiction kind of go to, you know, hand in hand. So, you know, those, mixing those two together, mixing fantasy and science fiction a little bit, you know, really kind of gives you a new perspective in terms of writing.
Mm-hmm. And certainly does as well, too, that you also have like a unique twist. It's like, you know, accomplishing a lot of things. And how does this epic trilogy, or soon to be, basically just stands out from the rest? So what would make it, like, you know, completely distinct from the other trilogies that you see out there, that especially in the media, the press, or even on the internet, Netflix and more?
Yeah, of course. So this is its own universe, right? There's not that many own universes out there besides, you know, Star Wars, and, you know, mostly, you know, that's the big name of Star Wars. I mean, a lot of the stories relate to Earth, or maybe Earth in the future, or something like that. I wanted to create its own universe, a completely 100% crafted universe. So I think it separates itself in terms of being very unique in that aspect. And there's a lot of world building and lore that goes along with that, so the, you know, keep the readers engaged, and they can understand the histories. There's a lot of history in the books and stuff like that. So I think that it being completely original is something that's going to stand out.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you mentioned Star Wars having its own unique universe, Star Trek having its own unique universe. You know, they have different universes to describe. How would you describe this particular universe you would have in Arconis? Like, how would you describe the universe itself? In terms of settings, cities, culture, lifestyle, the people, or, you know, schools, education, the government, and everything, you know, kind of Star Wars and all that. How is this, like, you know, completely different and unique from all that?
Right. I mean, I think it's pretty dark and gritty. You know, it's dangerous. I mean, you know, it takes a hunter just to survive in some of these places. So it's, you know, it's a pretty dark place. And, you know, of course, this home world is a nice world to be on. However, the universe can be very dark and dangerous. And that's kind of how it's painted throughout the book, just because of the situations they get into.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you have the leaders as well, too, ruling the universe in Underwood. And how are the leaders portrayed, especially the government?
Yeah, so it shows that, you know, there are multiple governments in the story. And there is, I mean, not to jump into the next couple novels, but it does get into the details of, is there corruption? Is there things happening within the governments that led to certain wars and things like that that will kind of unveil themselves in the next books?
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we will go over the next two books as well, too, with Jordan Broody of Arconis. We'll find out and what they are in a bit of detail. We'll find out just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by SonicWave Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor, The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author, Mia Molson's The Missing. We'll be back with now classical orchestra composer and author of the book, Arconis, Jordan Broody, after this time. We're back with renowned classical orchestra composer and the author of Arconis, Jordan Broody, here on the Mike Wagner Show. And you talk about having this as a trilogy, and you got books 2 and 3 in the works, and just a bit more on books 2 and 3. And what can we expect? Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. So in books 2 and 3, it gets even darker for the main character. I mean, he's going to struggle beyond imagination in terms of what he has to go through to get to his goals. So it gets, you know, he has a salvation in his hands, and it's very dangerous in terms of his fate. And it's going to, I think for the reader, it's going to be very intense in terms of what they get into and how dark the story gets.
Mm-hmm. And what else do you want the readers to get from the book and the trilogy?
I want them to get some of the underlying messaging, in terms of what I put in the book for the types of themes. So I want them to hopefully take some of the messaging away from it, from the themes that I put in the book. Yeah.
Okay. And where can I find Arconis and all your works at?
Yeah. So it's published on Amazon and Barnes & Noble currently.
Okay. Well, certainly check that out. We're here with author Jordan Broody of Arconis here on the Mike Wagner Show. And, with Arconis and everything else, what else can we expect from you in 2024 and beyond, Jordan?
Yeah, so my goal by the end of the year is to have the second book out, and then next year I'll have the final book out to complete the trilogy.
Okay, well, certainly check that out. And who do you consider biggest influence in your career?
Probably my mom.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Yeah, I would say just be consistent. You know what I mean? Especially if you're writing something, the hardest part is actually sitting down and doing it. And I think that's the toughest thing. I mean, you could have a great idea, but just stay consistent in your work.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure the characters can help you out with that one. If you need some help from Boba Fett and all that, I'm sure you can turn to them. So,
yep,
definitely. We're here with the author Jordan Broody of Arconis here on the Mike Wagner Show. And Jordan, a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Learned a lot. Looking forward to having it soon. Can't wait for the next two books to come out. Make sure you keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your book?
Yeah, they can go to Arconis.com or they could go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and look for Arconis on there. And then they could purchase from if they want to from those locations.
And what's the website again?
It is Arconis.com.
Arconis.com. We will certainly check that out. Once again, join a very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely amazing. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. We wish all best. And Jordan, you definitely have a great future ahead of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.